Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. And we have two big hours of celebrities joining us on the program. My first guest is a rock and roll legend from the 60s and 70s. Tommy Rowe will be joining us. Then from MeTV, bringing back the old nighttime scary shows on television, Sven Gulli will be joining us. Actor, writer, and the husband of Mariska Hargitay with a new movie called Younger, Peter Herman will be joining us. Next hour, former FBI agent Paul Oderski will be here. He's written a fabulous book about J. Edgar Hoover. Then from NBC Sports and the commentator for the Mecum Auctions, John Kramen. And we're going to be talking about exercise and diet with expert Aaron Stewart. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. I never get tired of listening to this man's music, and I'm so happy that he's back. We have chatted with him several times over the years. I got a great picture of he and I hanging in our studios here, and he's back again to talk about some of the things that's happened to him in the last year, including, let's talk again about Cabbage Town to Tinseltown and places in between, a fabulous book by our friend Tommy Rowe. Hi, Tommy. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron. It's good to talk to you again.
I'm so glad you're feeling well. I didn't realize that you had some health issues over the past few months, and I am glad you're back. You and Mick Jagger are doing it strong. Chapter number two coming up.
Well, I'm not quite where Mick is yet. I mean, Mick dances all over the stage, and his recovery was very fast. I mean, he's back on stage, I think, in just a few months.
I know.
I'm not sure if he had bypass. I had quadruple bypass surgery. I'm not sure what he had, but mine was a little bit more involved than what he had, I believe. But I feel great,
good.
And I'm back in the saddle.
Couldn't be happier for you, my friend, really. I didn't know that, and I apologize for not contacting you during that recuperation.
No problem.
Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has written a book that is fabulous. Whether you like music or not, this is a book about really having to go over some hurdles, warts and all. And I know, you know, it was a reach for you to do this, but he wrote and co-wrote top 10 hits between 1962 and 69, more than any single artist songwriter during that period in the 60s. And if you remember that, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we were invaded by the Beatles and the British Invasion. You know, Tommy, that has always been a statistic that has amazed me. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I had so many of my friends, American artists, who were pushed off the Billboard charts with the British acts. You know, the British invasion was for real. I mean, they took over the charts. So I was trying to figure out a way to survive all this. I was in the reserves at the time at Fort Sam Houston, and I was thinking, when I get out of here, I got to go back into the studio, and what do I do? You know, I can't do my rockabilly thing. That's kind of passe. So I came up with the idea to do what I called at the time soft rock, and I wrote Sweet Pea, and that's what kept me back in the charts. When I got out of the Army, I went back in the studio and recorded that song, and thank goodness it was a big hit for me and kept me in the charts through the 60s.
Along with Sheila, Dizzy, which we played coming in, yeah. Jam Up and Jelly Tight, Everybody. I love that song. You wrote that song very quickly, did you not?
I wrote Everybody on the tour with the Beatles in England when I was touring with them in 1963. John Lennon used to allow me to borrow his Gibson guitar and to write songs, and I started writing Everybody on that tour on the bus on John's Gibson guitar, which, by the way, a couple of years ago sold for $1.4 million.
Oh, you know? Man. Jeez.
So that guitar now, everybody knows I wrote Everybody on, it's got to be worth at least $3 million, right?
It's got to be that. Yeah, a million seller with a $1 million guitar, you can't go wrong with that. You know, that's
no. Fantastic.
And Dizzy, this is the thing that really amazes me. You talk about music that lives forever. USA Today, absolute best songs in the history of contemporary music. Dizzy has been covered 22 times, spent 15 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. That's unbelievable. And when you talk about Sheila, I love all your songs, but Sheila really was I knew a girl down the street by that name. But it wasn't Sheila at the time, it was Frida.
Yes, you know, I wrote, Sheila, everybody knows it as Sheila. I wrote it for a girl when I was like 14 years old. I had this little friend in school. We used to chase each other around the playground, and her name was Frida. And I used to write these little poems at that time, and I thought, well, I'm going to write a poem for Frida, right? So I wrote Sweet Little Frida, You Know If You See Her, Blue Eyes and a Ponytail. And then shortly after that, my dad taught me 3 chords on the guitar, so I thought, wow, maybe I can put these poems to music and I can become a songwriter. So I wrote the song, Sweet Little Frida, and I carried it around my back pocket for a couple of years. And finally, I got a chance to audition for a record producer. I sang Frida for him. He said, man, I love that song, Frida, but we have to do something about the name. So he convinced me that I should change the title of the song, and we did. And as we like to say, when there's nothing left to say, the rest is history. It turned out to be my first number one and my first gold record.
You know, many, many years ago, I told you this in the past, I was listening to an interview, and I don't know where it was. It was back when I was in music radio, so it could have been Dick Clark or, you know, any of those guys. And you were telling a story that you mentioned in the book that I always ask you about, and that is the fact that here you have Sheila, which was the number one record. I have 1962 or something. Was it 62?
62, yeah.
And you were reluctant to leave your job at GE because you were afraid that this was a fleeting thing. Am I right?
Well, my previous recordings up to that point were all, like, disastrous. You know, they didn't do anything. I mean, they got played around Atlanta a little bit, but they never really got off and running in the charts. So this was just another record that I thought, well, maybe and maybe not. Who knows? And I was working at General Electric at the time, and I was married very young. I had a little girl, you know, Cynthia, my daughter. And so I landed this great job at GE. I was making, you know, maybe $80 or $90 a week. I don't know what, but in those days, that was a lot of money for a young kid. And so the record was moving up the Billboard charts. I didn't even know it. And my record producer called me in one day. He said, he called me at work, and he said, Tommy, I want you to come by the office. Your record, Sheila, looks like a big hit, and we need to talk about you quitting your job at GE and going out on the road promoting this record. Well, that was just a no-no at that time. I just landed the job. So I went by his office that afternoon, and Bill Lowry was his name. Everybody knows Bill. He was like the, you know, the guy in the South who really found so many artists and nurtured them and mentored them. And I go to his office, and he said, Tommy, look, he showed me a billboard chart. It was like, you know, 60-something with a bullet, you know. And he said, you know, your chart, your record, Sheila, is 60-something with a bullet. That means, I said, what does that mean? He said, it means it's going up the charts. A bullet means it's going up. And he said, we'd like for you to quit your job and go out on the road and promote the record. And I said, no way, Bill. No way. I just totally, you know, objected to that idea. And he laughed. He said, he ran back in his chair, and he said, I tell you what, let me give you an advance against royalties, and go home and talk it over with your parents and see what they say, and let me know your thoughts. So he wrote me a check for $10,000.
Oh, geez.
And I, you know, listen, I'm 20 years old, right?
$10,000,
that's more than I made in a year.
Right.
More than my dad and I both made in a year, you know. He said, take this check, and I saw it, I was shocked. You know, totally shocked. $10,000 to me was a lot of money.
Right.
And think about it, in 1962, that was probably like $100,000.
You could buy a house for that kind of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. Houses cost like $15,000 back then. So I go home with the check, and my parents, they have to sit down. They can't believe it either. You know, we discuss it. My dad is the one that taught me to play the guitar. He was all behind it. Mother was a little reluctant. But we discussed it, and they said, look, you know, you're 20 years old. You might as well take a shot at it. And if it doesn't work, you know, we'll get your cousin to get you back in GE, get your job back. And so that was the decision we made. I called Bill. I said, Bill, I'm all yours. What do we do? You know? And that was the beginning for me. I mean, I was a real greenhorn. I had never performed professionally at all. And all of a sudden here I had the number one record in the country, in the world.
Wow.
Number one in England as well. And here I was out on the road with artists like Sam Cooke and Curtis Mayfield and The Impression. Here I was all of a sudden on the stage with all these pros, and I was having to learn how to perform. I tell you, a great experience for me was touring with Sam Cooke on that. We had like a 30-day tour, and I learned so much from him. He was such an incredible artist, a fantastic performer, and that was a great learning experience for me. So it's kind of set the stage for my touring on my own after that.
Hey, Tommy, hold your thought on that, because when we come back after a quick break, I want to talk about a great story you have about Sam Cooke. Our guest is Tommy Rowe. He's going to stay with us another segment right here with Ron Zedgy today.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Her cheeks are rosy. She looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine. Never knew a girl like a little Sheila. Sheila, man, this little girl is fine. Me and Sheila go for a ride. Oh, I feel funny inside. Then little Sheila whispers in my ear. Oh, I love you, Sheila, dear.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Our guest is staying over another segment, Tommy Rowe. And Tommy, just before we went for that break, you were talking about the great Sam Cooke. You say in the book that he wrote the song You Send Me. It's the story about you and the hamburgers and the hot dogs, right?
Right. What happened on those tours, this was through the South during segregated times. And the South was still segregated in 1962. And so I was booked on this tour. Chris Montez and I were booked on the tour, and it was all a black troupe, all the black artists. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions and Sam Cooke. And I found out later that they always had one white artist on the tour because in those days they couldn't stop and eat in the restaurants.
Right.
I was kind of like a runner. You know, they would park the bus down the street away from a little mom-and-pop restaurant, and I would walk back up and order like 40 hamburgers or whatever it was we could order. And I always got these crazy looks, and I had to come up with excuses. I mean, they'd ask me, you know, why are you ordering so many hamburgers? I'd say, well, you know, it's like a fraternity stunt we're doing or something. I'd make up some kind of line. And so then I'd go back to the bus with all the hamburgers and feed the tour, you know. I mean, that's the way we did it. They couldn't stay in the hotels where I stayed. They'd drop me off at the hotel. And then they would go into the community and stay in people's houses or churches or wherever, or the black hotels. That's the way they got their tour to work. It was really kind of dangerous because I got threats from whites and blacks, both. It was a very interesting time. I was so young and naive about all this. To me, it was all about the music, and I was such a fan of these artists. When I went on the tour, I had this open heart, like, here I am, I'm touring with these great guys. I never thought of the controversy that it would create. Those were interesting times and great learning experience for me. I mean, it was just a terrific way for me to learn my craft.
You talk about on-the-job training.
Oh, absolutely.
You have been labeled father of bubblegum pop. Now, I don't know if you like that label or not, because bubblegum music got kind of a bad rap in the early 70s with the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Snoopy and the Red Baron. When I think of these songs, Sheila, Dizzy, Sweet Pea, Jam Up and Jelly Tight, Everybody, I don't think of it as bubblegum. I think of it as good pop music. It's good time music.
It is. It's fun, good time music. And the DJs at the time, the transition from the 60s to the 70s, they seemed to want to discard some of the 60s stuff, you know, and go into the music of the 70s. And it was kind of a dig at me, calling it bubblegum music.
Right.
I really resented it at first because it was a negative. They created a negative for me, which I didn't think it was negative at all, you know. Kind of resisted it at first, but later on I just kind of embraced it and ran with it, you know, and it all worked for me in the long run. run, but think about it. The early Beatles songs were really the blueprint for bubblegum music.
Right.
I mean, you think about, I saw her standing there, I want to hold your hand, please, please me. What's the difference in the message of those songs and Oh Sweet Pea, Come On and Dance with Me? It's really the same thing, and their audience was my audience. I remember when I opened for them in Washington, D.C., you know, it was like just a face of young people, of young kids, you know, and mostly girls, and screaming, bouncing, beautiful little girls, you know, bouncing in the chairs.
Bouncing.
Doing the same thing for me, you know. The British thing was such a new thing in music, and the people treated it totally different. You know, it was like a transitional moment in music for the 60s. So, you know, it all works for me. I love my music. One of my biggest thrills I get is when I walk on stage and I sing Sweet Pea or Dizzy or one of my hits, and I see a big smile on the face of the audience. That's what it's all about to me. I mean, I just love it when the audience responds to my songs like that.
Talk about those disc jockeys back in the 60s and 70s. I was one of those disc jockeys. I never refer to your music as bubblegum. Just good, solid, good time music. I mean that. I'm not saying that because we're friends and you're on the show. I really mean that. Do you not have a story about Ray Charles, too?
You know, I appreciate you talking about my book because I tell all these stories from Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. I've been in the business, you know, Ron, for over 55 years, so I have a lot of stories to tell. In fact, after I finished the book, I said, oh, man, I forgot to tell this Ray Charles story. I was still in high school, and I used to go to all these concerts that came to Atlanta. You know, I saw Elvis in Atlanta at the Paramount Theater when I was 14 or 15 years old.
Right.
The same with Ray Charles. He did a show at Herndon Stadium. I got a ticket to the show and went, and that's where they recorded his live version of What I Say, and I was in the audience. A DJ in Atlanta, in the daytime, they played Frank Sinatra and, you know, Debbie Reynolds, all these artists. And at night, they played, you know, R&B music, Ray Charles, B.B. King, all the stuff that I used to love to listen to. I have this little silver-tone radio next to my bed that my folks bought at Sears for me, and I used to turn it on real low about 10 o'clock at night when they started playing all the R&B stuff. And I would stay up as long as I could until I finally fell asleep listening to all this music. My mother always wondered why it was hard for me to get up and go to school the next morning. I wasn't about to tell her I was listening to the radio all night. Those were great fun days at night. You know, you never heard it during the daytime.
Right, but that's when the audience was there. It's a great book, and it's an incentive book, too, because in the times that you're not shining, like we all have in our careers, you persevered, and I think that's what makes this so great. It's available at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, TommyRowe.com, Amazon.com. Now, Tommy, are you touring again, or are you still taking a little bit of a rest?
Well, not yet. I'm still, you know, I don't like to talk about this, but it's a real challenging year for me. My wife also has Alzheimer's, so I'm dealing with that as well. I will go back out, but I have to feel like I'm able to do it and mentally. I'm still recording. I went to Nashville the past few months, and I recorded four new songs there with my old friend Wayne Moss, who was the original guitarist on Sheila. I'm still writing, and I'm still recording. I'm just not out on the road, but will be shortly, I'm sure.
I'm sorry to hear that about Josette.
Yeah, Josette. I mean, it's just so sad. My mom had Alzheimer's as well, so I'm familiar with what it is. It's just a terrible, terrible disease. The difference is, though, with my mom, I wasn't living with it day by day.
Right.
And with Josette, I have 24/7 caregiver with her. Yeah. It's a day-to-day thing. But, you know, that's life, Ron. We go through it. We have these curveballs thrown at us, and we just have to deal with it and move ahead. You know, you can't just let it get you down. So I'm trying my best to keep the old chin up. We'll be back out on the performing trail as soon as I can.
Great. You know, Engelbert Humperdinck is through that with his wife, Patty. Too. And unfortunately, she passed away.
I heard about that, yes. And Steve Lawrence, I understand, has all.
Yes.
It's just a terrible disease, and it can affect anybody's family. It's just terrible.
Well, I'm at prayers are with you, pal. You know that. And I'm glad
I know, Ron. Thank you so much.
I hope that you're feeling better, and our prayers go out to Josette. You know, you're always welcome here, my friend. Anytime you want to talk, as you start touring again or you just want to talk, whatever the case may be, just let us know because we're at your beckoning call.
Appreciate it, Ron.
And again,
appreciate it very much.
And I love the picture, especially the one with Felton Jarvis. I mean, that's what a great producer. Tommy, thanks for joining us. Please come back, okay?
I will do, Ron. Great talking to you.
Nice.
Thanks.
Our guest has been Tommy Rowe. Yeah, you got to get this book. It's called Cabbage Town and Tinseltown and All the Places in Between by Tommy Rowe. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmacy.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. President Joe Biden led the kind of campaign rally that was impossible last year, speaking before nearly 3,000 people in support of a fellow Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, whose race for Virginia governor could serve as a test of Biden's own strength and coattails.
You're not going to find anyone, I mean anyone, who knows how to get more done for Virginia than Terry. That's a fact.
Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which coronavirus dashboards have become a staple for Americans. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I was very happy to find out our next guest is going to be on the show with us because I watch him, and he's a unique individual. He's been sustaining the spooky shows on television that were so prevalent in the late 50s, early 60s on a lot of local small market stations. But boy, he brought it to life by doing it in Chicago. Sven Gulli is going to be joining us right now. How you doing, my friend? How are you?
Ron, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Well, you know, I meant what I said, and you and I probably fall into the same age category. Back in the late 50s, early 60s, you always had the local TV station that spent, you know, maybe one night a week playing Frankenstein and the werewolf, and which we thought was just frightening. And you brought it the full circle now of being so popular on MeTV. But I remember distinctly some of the things that they would do. It was like the Anchorman, and then all of a sudden he put on a funny hat and put a flashlight underneath his chin, and you were supposed to think that he was some monster or something.
Exactly. That was kind of the way it worked. Back then, I think a lot of the people hired by the TV stations had to be people who could play many roles. And you had to be a little more versatile, and you weren't so centered on just being an anchor or, you know, just being a weather guy or something. And it was. It was, you know, the kid show host or the weatherman or whoever would end up also playing the host of the horror movies. And it used to run in cycles. First it was the ones in the 50s, you know, going on to the beginning of the 60s. Then it went away. Then it came back, you know, like your 70s. And then went away again. But Now it seems like it's no longer a cyclical thing because, I mean, you know, I started in 1979, and the fact that, you know, I've been on now, you know, all the way to now, it no longer runs in cycles. I mean, there's always the interest in those kind of shows.
And you brought it, actually, to a higher degree, too. It's very animated since it's in color, and it never used to be in color. You earned 8 regional Emmy Awards, inducted in the Chicago Television Academy's prestigious Silver Circle and the Hall of Fame in Illinois. When I found this out, I was amazed by this, because I haven't seen Freddie Boom Boom Cannon in years. How's he doing? Because in 2016, you teamed up with him for a hit single called The Sven Gulli Stomp.
Yeah, that was a big surprise to me. It's like all of a sudden I got an email from him, and, you know, and I was a fan of his music from back in the 60s, and it said, I watch your show every week, and I've written a song about you. And I was blown away by that, the fact that he actually wrote a song, and he sent it to us. We loved it. We brought him in so he could perform it with us on the show. We've become good friends, and it's great because especially now he's had more time on his hands because he couldn't go and tour like most of us can't during this virus.
Right.
And he sends me drawings that he makes of the famous monsters and such, and it's very cool to get that. He's a very talented guy.
Yeah, he really is. I spent a lot of time with him back in the 60s, and he is a nice guy. Now tell us about this Sven Gulli classic horror and sci-fi movie Saturday feature that's coming up on MeTV. I watch MeTV all the time. I love that channel.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, the MeTV network is going to have a special thing we're calling Scream With Me, and it's all special-themed episodes of all the shows that we run, everything from stuff you wouldn't expect, like Leave It to Beaver and The Rifleman, right on through to MASH and Andy Griffith and Carol Burnett, all the way through to Late Night with Alfred Hitchcock. All, you know, it's all based on scary stuff. It's a lot of fun. Especially the Andy Griffith one, which is called The Haunted House. And in it, Andy and Gomer and Barney go into what Opie thinks is a haunted house to retrieve a baseball he was afraid to go get. And from what I've read, it actually was the basis for the idea for the later Don Knotts show, that movie that we've run, Ghost and Mr. Chicken. So it's very cool to see this. Right before my show, from 1979... we have The Flintstones Meet Rockula and Frankenstone. I bet you can't guess what that's about, huh?
Love it.
And then after that, we've got the Universal movie. This is a great one. Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. It was actually the first of the Universal horror movies that had more than one of the famous monsters in the film. You know, we call them now monster mashups, and you've seen it in Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein and House of Frankenstein and House of Dracula. But this is the very first one. And one of the significant things about it is the fact that the Frankenstein monster is played by somebody we usually associate with Dracula. It's Bela Lugosi.
Oh, wow.
So it's great to C, yeah.
I should really clarify to everyone listening that, indeed, some of these shows that you mentioned, the Andy Griffith Show, Carol Burnett, now these are shows that are themed, of course, but then you'll have the classics like Frankenstein meets the werewolf. You know, that episode that you were talking about with Andy Griffith, I remember it distinctly. Very well produced, too, the way they did that. It was very cool. And I think that's a really drawing point, is when you bring in a plethora of different kind of styles, including the Dick Van Dyke Show or Happy Days. You never think of that. Sven Gulli, I got to ask you this, and I do this with a great amount of respect. Would you want us to reveal what your real name is, or is this something that is deep in the crypt of your own haunted area?
No, it's fine to reveal my secret identity, since I think that's leaked out quite a bit in most places.
Rich Coase.
That's it?
That's the man.
My dad always taught us, when people couldn't pronounce it correctly, to say, it's Coase like your nose, not Coase like your schnoz.
So your father should have been in entertainment, too. You know, how did this whole thing start for you, Rich? It's one thing to be the guy that does the late-night weather and then turns around and is the Saturday night ghost, but this has been a massive and successful career for you. How did you stay in it for so long and penetrate it to the point where now, you know, you're like a national icon when it comes to this?
It's a pretty amazing story. Originally, in Chicago, the original Sven Gulli was a man named Jerry G. Bishop, who was a radio and TV personality. And I was just a fan of his, and when he started doing the Sven Gulli stuff, I sent him jokes. He liked them, and he asked for more. He found out I was a broadcast student and had me come into the studio to watch them tape. And I ended up working with him, and he would ask for specific material and such. And we worked together in radio. And it came up at some time that somebody, after the original Sven Gulli show was canceled, one of the local channels asked him, well, how would you feel about just doing it as a summer thing? And he said, well, I don't know that I'd want to get all dressed up and do that stuff again. And he said, but, Rich, you could do it. And I was very flattered that he had the confidence in me that I could play the character. And, you know, it was with his permission that I eventually ended up doing the Son of Sven Gulli show in Chicago starting in 1979. And then when I came to our current company in 1995, I had talked to him and I said, well, you know, they're going to have me on. And I said, a lot of people towards the end of my first run would say, you're Son of Sven Gulli, but who's Sven Gulli? Because they didn't remember the original character from, you know, the early 70s. Mm-hmm. And he said, I tell you what, you're all grown up now. Just be Sven Gulli. Very generous of him. And we were on locally here in Chicago. And then about 9 years ago, my boss, Neil Sabin, who created MeTV, decided to put me on the network. And it's just been amazing, the fact that the whole country now has kind of embraced what we do. And it's so great to hear from fans all over the country who enjoy the show.
Rich, were you ever working in Cleveland?
No, okay, Jerry
Jerry was on there. See, when you said Jerry G. Bishop, you hit something that I haven't heard in almost 55 years. When I got on the Top 40 radio at 14 back in the mid-60s, they wanted to change my name. Okay? They said Ron Sedgy was too ethnic, right? So they wanted a radio name.
Uh-huh.
And I had gone to WKYC in Cleveland, where a buddy of mine, Jay Bentley Starr, was working, and he introduced me to Jerry G. He went as Jerry G. or Jerry G. Bishop. He was a very cool guy. And I said to the station manager I was working for, I said, I'll be Ronnie G. And he said, how'd you come up with that name? I said, because I'm a big fan of, and I was from Pennsylvania, Jerry G. Bishop. Is he still with us, Rich?
No, he wasn't. He passed away a few years ago. He was in San Diego and did TV and radio there for a while. Sadly, he's passed away. And it's funny you talk about that, because actually, his last name was Ghan, G-H-A-N.
Yes.
And he went by Jerry G. everywhere that he was, because it was hard to get people to spell his last name right. When he was coming to Chicago to work at WCFL, the program director said, you can't just be Jerry G. here. You need to have a last name. And so he said, well, okay, I'll come up with something. And he didn't, and the program director was saying, if you can't come up with something, you're going to be Jerry G. Michaels. And he said, nah, I don't think I like that. And he was looking through the phone book and came up with Bishop. And that's how he became Jerry G. Bishop.
Well, you know, the funny thing with me is, of course, my real name is Ron Sedgy, and my father was all bent out of shape when they wanted to change my name to Ronnie G., so they let me go as Ronnie G. Sedgy. I never knew what happened to Jerry G. That's very cool. Well, the Sven Gulli Classic Sci-Fi Weekends, and it's on MeTV with our friend Rich Coase. And Rich, I got to tell you, you're a great guest. I'd love to have you come back soon. We'll chat more about broadcasting and what you're doing. You're a unique individual. I give you a lot of credit.
Oh, that's very flattering. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And, Ron, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And I hope everybody will tune in on MeTV and scream with me.
I love it. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. And stay well. We'll look forward to having you back, okay?
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Sven Gulli is here. He's got a real good bit going there, and it's lasted 40 years. And more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest, as I was telling him before we went on the air, I have spoken to his wife on several occasions, and he is quite an actor. He truly is. He does a heck of a job. He's done a lot of things that we'll chat about. Of course, his latest is Stevie Land's hit romantic series, Younger, which is now streaming
on Paramount Plus. Joining us right now is Peter Herman. Hey, Peter, how are you? Welcome to the show. I think this is the first time you've been with us.
It is the first time, Ron, and thanks so much for having me. Good to talk to you.
In your work, proceed yourself. This man is on stage, film, television, Broadway with talk radio. This should be easy for you now after doing that. War Horse, Lincoln Center Tony Award-winning production, on the big screen with United 93, HBO's Too Big to Fail, Blue Bloods on television, 30 Rock, Cashmere Mafia, and alongside your beautiful wife on Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. And now this younger, where you play a publisher, correct, Peter?
I do indeed. I do indeed. I remember I got the email about the role from my agent, and I'm a book fiend, right? So you leave me alone with books, and I've just there's no better way to spend my time. It was a home run to get to be able to play a publisher. It was a real gift.
Well, you know, someone told me, and I guess this falls into the same category, that you're a former high school English teacher.
Yeah. I taught high school. Man, respect for teachers. Holy cow. I did Teach for America in the first year of the Teach for America Teaching Corps, which is, in a sense, invented as the educational equivalent of the Peace Corps. So you can teach where teachers are needed, and I taught in the South Bronx at Morris High School for 2 years, ninth grade English and special ed reading. So, yeah, real privilege.
I have to tell you, though, Peter, I love the name of your first book, If the S in Moose Comes Loose.
I think that book is also a love story in a way. It's a story about friendship, about a moose who comes apart and because he loses his letters, the S comes loose and the E breaks free. And then his best friend is a cow, and it's about the cow's crazy adventures in the barnyard as she has to beg and borrow and steal all these letters to put them back together again.
Is this a true story about the House of Representatives in Washington? It certainly sounds like that.
That's exactly what it's based on, yes. It all becomes current again. Exactly.
It was your inspiration.
It all comes back to politics.
There you
exactly
go.
Right.
Now, the character Liza, for those who may not know the premise of this, she is a millennial, and she wants to land a job in publishing. And so she lies about her age, which really isn't that unusual because, you know, when you think about, especially in the entertainment business, people will come and say, how old are you? And, you know, they're like 9, and they'll say, I'm 42, I think I can play the role. This whole thing catches up to her, and the relationship between you, the character Charles Brooks, and Liza, the character that she plays, a little kind of fire here, is there not?
Fire. There's smoldering. There's flame. There's fire. There is flare ups, whatever you want to call it. And the interesting thing is that she herself actually isn't a millennial, right? So she's in her 40s and then lies about her age and enters the world of millennials in order to be able to work. This is after divorce. She has a child. She's got to go back to work. And the very first episode of the show, she's interviewed by these two 22-year-olds who look at her like she is from Mars because she's in her 40s, God forbid.
Yeah.
And then there's a younger love interest who is this impossibly handsome Brooklyn tattoo artist. And then I, her boss, who falls head over heels for this uncannily mature and wise and very well-read 26-year-old who oddly isn't, of course, 26.
Right.
And the show is then about how all of that plays out. And we have incredible writers who you know, wove just a fantastic story out of 7 seasons of a fantastic story out of that premise and beyond that premise.
Now, you know, you're a seasoned actor, so when you saw the script of this, could you see the potential in it? Because a lot of times, you know, even in books, you know, you read a book and then you can't picture it as a movie, but could you picture this as a successful show?
Listen, as an actor, you get a script, and then you're happy that you have that job, right? So let's say you're happy that you get to be on a show for a series. Do you see potential? Definitely. But do you dare to hope? No. You hope there's a next season, and when you get the great news that there's a next season, you're happy that it's the next season. But rarely, you know, there have been so many projects with extraordinary casts of luminaries where everybody said, oh my God, this is going to run forever. And it's over after half a season.
Yeah.
Right? You just never know. And then when you look at the premise, and especially with shows today that get There's no runway. There's no time for a show to actually lift off. If it doesn't hit big soon, then people's attention goes elsewhere. The network's money goes elsewhere. So, because if you look at Friends, right, that, as far as I understand, at the beginning wasn't that big a hit. And think about that premise.
Yeah.
How many? It was six of them. Six friends. I don't remember. I don't know. But however many friends in an apartment in New York. That's the premise. It's this mega cultural cornerstone of TV. So I'm telling you, you just never know. You just don't know.
No, and you're absolutely right. I mean, look at Seinfeld. It's a story about nothing. The real killer is All in the Family. I mean, that was going to go off the air like in like three episodes, and they kept shifting the time slot and everything else. Finally, becomes, you talk about an icon in television history.
Exactly.
That's it.
Television history.
Peter, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this, okay? And I do it out of empathy, all right? Because my wife works, we work together. I almost said my wife works for me. I almost said that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But we work together on this show, all right? Now, you did a lot of seasons on Law & Order with Mariska. Is that challenging?
It's challenging. The challenging thing is, when you're trying to figure out dinner for the kids or who's going to pick up our youngest from soccer practice, and then they're like, okay, rolling. And they're like, wait a second. And now it's time to be a lawyer and a detective. So that part is challenging to switch, but that ends up coming really naturally too. I'm telling you, if I'm such a blessed man to get to, work with her, and then the blessings just go through the roof to be married to Mariska. So it's I feel lucky isn't the word.
Well, I tell you, she's a classy lady, and she's married to a classy guy. There's no doubt about it. It's called Younger. It is now streaming on Paramount Plus, and it stars our guest, Peter Herman. Hey, Peter, now this is the first time you've been here. Now you've got to come back and join us again. You're a great guest.
I would love that. Thank you so much, and very honored to be here. And I'll pass along your regards to Marish.
Okay, that sounds good. And good luck with this streaming, and we look forward to your return, Peter, okay?
All right, right on. So good to talk to you.
Nice talking with you too, my friend. Peter Herman has been our guest, and he stars in Younger, now streaming on Paramount. Does a great job as a publisher, too. His role is Charles Brooks. He is the husband of course, Mariska Hargitay. And there is more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's my accident reinforced. You never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, singer-songwriter Tommy Rowe from MeTV's Vinguely, and also writer-actor Peter Herman. Next hour, former FBI agent Paul Latursky will be joining us. Paul's written a fascinating book about his time with J. Edgar Hoover. He'll be here to talk about it. Commentator for the Mecum Auctions, John Kramen, will be here. We're going to talk about cars. And then exercise and diet expert Aaron Stewart, getting us in shape for summertime. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide with Ron Sedgy today.